Tonight, Christmas is falling gently upon Culturefile Towers. The studio donkeys are inside for a while, and the mice are scurrying over the microphones, and our ears are ready to wander once more into other people's Christmases. This time we head somewhere a little warmer, with our guest, the Mexican ambassador to Ireland, who's come to share some of his traditions on this major party night, accompanied by his chef.
Merry Christmas and muy feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Well, I'm Carlos García de Alba, Mexican ambassador to Ireland.
Guadalupe Cruz, the Mexican ambassador chef, almost 20 years.
Let me tell you, I'm from Guadalajara, the second largest city in Mexico that is a bit different. Like every country, there are regional foods and traditions. So in the case of my family, that I come from a big family, Catholic, there was always buñuelos, crispy, delicious. It was a kind of dessert.
Mm-hmm.
And always ponche. Ponche, even before dinner, you start sipping. And I have to be very frank and very open with you. With a bit of spirit, typically it was tequila. And everybody, the whole family, drinking ponche with a bit of tequila. That was quite normal.
Es la voz de las campanas, eco de angelicos.
Before dinner, the whole family going to mass, what we call misa de gallo, midnight mass. So there could be both possibilities, to have snacks before midnight, then go to the mass, and then return for the proper dinner. It's a very long night, because in Mexico, really, the big, real part is Christmas Eve. More than Christmas itself, is the Christmas Eve. I mean, all the food was good. Handmade, family-made, so all the food was really fantastic. Gelatina, jelly, that was also part of the sweets, part of the dinner, and because those were not typical dishes of the family. So it was typical of Christmas, delicious. So everybody was looking forward for the Christmas time, for the gifts, of course, but also for the food and the drinks. It was the only time along the year that you could have ponche with a bit of tequila. While everybody grows up, I remember that there were special beers for Christmas. There is a beer, Nochebuena, that was a quite bitter beer that was specifically for Christmas time. So you were looking forward to be older in order to try beer. Cerveza Nochebuena, that was the typical, and still is done especially for that season, Christmas time. So you were looking also forward to grow up and to be able to drink beer.
Posadas start the 16th of December. The people from the street, everybody choose one day. They have to sing to ask for posada. They open the house, they give sweets, punch, food, and they have piñatas with sweets and little toys, depend. It's really nice. He has to start the 16th to the 23rd of December.
Describe, you go around singing.
Campana sobre campana y sobre campana una.
It's a way to knock at the door of the neighbors asking for posada, that means hosting, to be hosted, accommodation. After what Saint Joseph and Mary were looking for a place to give birth to the God child. So after that is similarity, that you start walking around your neighborhood asking for accommodation, for hospitality. And so the neighbors are prepared to host you with a bit of food and drinks. And, well, the same. It's a bit of a Christmas Eve in preparation for Christmas.
You have to make tamales so you can buy already, but it's much better if you make. We have to make with the corn. And we put in a corn leaf with sauce, or you can make with sweet, with some raisins. And you have to steam for a couple hours, and you serve with chocolate, hot chocolate. If you want the same again, ponche, but it's much better with hot chocolate.
We call it villancicos. That is Christmas music in Spanish. It's a Spanish tradition that arrived to Mexico through the Spaniards. But yes, there are many villancicos speaking about, well, basically our religious content. But it's happy music, and it's a special music for Christmas, villancicos. And actually during las posadas, when you are knocking at the doors of the neighbors, when you arrive to one of these houses, you arrive singing a villancico. That is a typically Christmas songs.
Como Dios, mi corazón. Belén, campanas de Belén, que los ángeles.
We have eggnog. It's usually for kids. When I was a kid, my parents give us. And we have salad. We have salad. We call Nochebuena. It's with beetroot. It's what give the color. Beetroot, we have ponche. It has to be hot because it's very cold, and we have this very delicious ponche. And somebody like with that, a little tequila for more warmth. I'm happy. We made the ponche with pineapple, apples, cinnamon, sugar, Jamaica, tamarindo, sugar cane, prunes, and some raisins. You boil it with water for 2-3 hours, and it's going to be very, very delicious, especially for this cold weather. Is it? With a little pinch of tequila.
Just a sip of the poncho navideña there, and maybe a little fruit and beetroot salad to follow. Kevin Thornton next time on Culture File. Meanwhile, muy feliz Navidad.